Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Excellent post-show argument yesterday between the bland manager, Ken Laird, and my guy, Wiggy, on whether or not Metallica was the first heavy metal band ever, since we were talking about Metallica and why they should be the halftime show for the Super Bowl as opposed to T-Swift. And so you suggested... Ken later suggested those guys, Judas Priest.
Right, right.
You were suggesting wisely, I think, Black Sabbath may have been the... But then I think you feel like Metallica gets most of the credit for heavy metal going mainstream.
Yeah, I'm not a giant heavy metal fan, so I don't know a lot about it. I mean, I do agree with the one caller who said Chime was an idiot when he said that
Metallica stinks.
So, but yeah. I feel like...
They do.
He'll never live that down.
I feel like Metallica...
There may be violence when you run. Some listeners yesterday were threatening violence on you for saying Metallica stinks.
That's how I know I'm right. Because if you need to defend it that aggressively, you know there's some truth to it.
I feel like Metallica was the first... They were heavy metal in the early 90s for them... They changed it from the hair band of rock and roll, which
Motley
was Guns.
Crue. You brought up Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses. Motley Crue is hair band.
Yeah,
that's right. Hair metal. Curtis agrees.
I hate hair bands,
I think Ken has an argument. I certainly Black Sabbath gets credit for it, but
right.
Not really.
But I feel like that is more of back then.
Just rock.
Like, right,
just
rock, yeah. Where yeah. Metallica yeah. went to a whole nother yeah. way of the way yeah. the right. music well, sounded.
I enjoyed the argument.
Yeah, it
I
was
like,
cool.
I like watching a good argument. We are going to talk to Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, on Roman Anthony's injury and other things in about 1 hour, but we have to get back to the news right now with Courtney. Courtney?
Well, we talked about the finalists in the search for Massachusetts' new state logo, motto, state flag last week.
Seal.
And there's a state rep on Cape Cod, Stephen Zaros. I believe is how you pronounce his last name, who wants it to be canceled. He's a Gold Star father. He lost his son, Nicholas, while he was serving for the U.S. Marines in Afghanistan.
I like this take.
Yeah, and he takes the symbols very seriously. Yeah. So he wants the search for the new motto, seal, logo to be over.
Oh, he's saying what's so wrong with the old one
Correct.
That we had.
Yeah.
And why do we need to have things that don't really necessarily represent Massachusetts?
Exactly.
But
he believes it's like a woke take to do this whole search.
Well, I mean, that's when it started. Like, I mean, I understand. The old one was Native American, and there are some people who, I guess, don't feel like it's inappropriate. I mean, that's who was here first, right?
Yeah, that's history.
Right. Yeah,
it is what is representative of the state, and it's a historic marker that we use, just like anything else. It doesn't mean that everything about it is applicable today. It's just the flag that
also
represents the state.
Like, how much does it cost to like replace these things?
A lot.
And everywhere that they are.
Yes.
Not very green. A lot of felt.
Signs and all that. Is he on the phone right
yes,
now?
Yes, we have the representative, Stephen, from Barnstable, I believe.
This is fantastic. Good morning, sir.
I am. Hey, good morning to you from the Fighting Fifth Barnstable District here on Cape Cod.
Did Courtney get the last name right?
Yes, she did. It was close enough.
Okay.
They call me Rep X, so make it easy. Just Rep X.
Rep X. There were some elected officials a long time ago in this state who used to go under that name also when they were doing things they weren't supposed to be doing. So listen, what's the main reason why you think this is a waste of time or a waste of money or what have?
Well, I agree with what you were saying earlier. You know, I'm a proud Massachusetts man. I was born and raised in New Bedford, served as a police officer for 40 years. Now I'm a state representative, and that's a blessing. But my biggest thing is, you know, I'm a Gold Star father. And my son Nicholas went off to war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And he came home to us in an American flag grape coffin at age 21. And we've lost 36,000 Massachusetts men and women since the day the shot was heard around the world. And our Massachusetts history is something that we should be proud of. And I am very proud of our history. The flag, not only Old Glory, our American flag, but our Massachusetts state flag is different. And it's very special, has a lot of meaning. You know, we are where it all started. Massachusetts is where America started. And that flag represents our history, our legacy, our fighting spirit, and the sacrifices made so we can be free.
How much do you think this will cost when it comes to taxpayers?
Yeah, that's a great question. It would be a lot of money, so that's a good point. We have so many other issues in the Commonwealth, right? We have a right to shelter law that needs to be fixed. We have an audit that needs to be done. There's a lot of things that need to be accomplished. I don't think this is one of them, especially now we're celebrating our 250th birthday right here in Massachusetts. We started this America. And the commission, remember, there's a commission that looked into the flag, and they've come up with these three final designs. To me, they don't fit us.
Yeah.
And we should be proud of our history. We shouldn't be spending money on this going forward. You know, be proud of our history. Be proud of our motto, which is very important. By the sword, we seek peace, but peace only under liberty. And that's how most people feel. Like, we posted this on social media. We received over 1,000 hits. And most people are saying kind of what you're saying. They're proud of our history. It may not be perfect, but it is who we are, and why would we want to change it?
It should, at the very least, like, you look at the three finalist designs, they don't say Massachusetts. Like, at the very least, to me, it should be something that represents what we are as a people. Like, somebody somebody in their car who is undergoing road rage or maybe somebody in a bike lane or something like that. Rep X.
Doesn't look like a 5-year-old drew it.
I commend you on this. If people are interested, reach out to you. Like, how do people make a change here and stop it?
Great question. So there is a commission. It's not made up of legislators like me. It's a commission. These are the finalists. There'll be public hearings coming up. That's when you need to speak out. When those are advertised, I'll have it on our social media and get people to either show up at whatever hearing or just submit written testimony. That's easy. And make sure the governor knows that this is our flag. This is our history. We're proud of it. And there's no need to change it. And think of those over 36,000 Massachusetts men and women from the day in Lexington and Concord to today that made the ultimate sacrifice for our liberty and our freedom. And that's what that flag to me represents.
Rep X, thank you for calling, and thank you for your sacrifice when it comes to your son. And so,
oh my God, yeah, it's really hard. And all the Gold Star families, God bless you. And on a more positive note, Metallica was Nick's favorite band, and I listen to his CD still. So maybe there's a message there.
Yeah,
and I like Metallica now.
Oh, you do. Well, you said
now
yesterday.
I feel like a douche.
I think. Yep. Now you do?
Yeah, just now. Only in that moment.
You said yesterday Metallica gave you a headache.
It does. Okay. It does.
No more.
Well, it does.
You'll suffer through that.
Yeah, I found it very interesting. Like, you talked about Wiggy and Ken kind of going back and forth. You giving me the history of when you were first on the radio, or I don't know how many years you were on the radio at this point, but the fact that you can only play Metallica at night.
Yeah.
Like, that history of it was very interesting
to me.
People
were scared of the name and of heavy metal.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not scared of it. Just my head can't handle it.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. All right. Anything else news-wise?
Well, Epstein survivors, who spoke yesterday at the Stand with Survivors rally in Washington, D.C., say they will release a list of names themselves if the White House doesn't do what Trump had promised.
Okay.
Now, the White House, officials at the White House say that they don't have a client list, that everything that they have, the public knows about. But we can hear from Epstein survivor Annie Farmer.
It felt like Epstein's criminal behavior was an open secret. Not only did many others participate in the abuse, it is clear that many were aware of his interest in girls and very young women and chose to look the other way because it benefited them to do so. Passing this Epstein transparency bill is one important step that can be taken to prove to Americans that the government does not side with sexual perpetrators.
Okay. Yep. All right. So they're going to release their own list.
Correct.
Bring it on.
Name's coming.
Yep. Bring it on.
And let's go to Florida quickly.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
So 65-year-old Daniel Cannell was at Publix. We all love Publix. Best subs around. Mm-hmm. He tried to cut the checkout line because he only had, quote, a few items.
Okay.
I guess at 65, he thought that, you know, his seniority should have let him allow.
Did they not have the express lane?
I guess not.
All right. Okay. So you want to cut in front of people.
Yeah. The couple ahead of him declined his request. Okay. And an argument ensued since Kennel did not take that denial and started putting his products on the checkout belt.
Oh, okay.
So an argument takes place. This Kennel guy takes off. Gets so upset, leaves the cart, takes off. Mm-mm. The couple, laughing at each other like that was nuts, you know, finish checking out. They go out to their car. And as they're packing their car up with their groceries, Cannell comes out of nowhere, starts spraying them in the face with bug spray.
Oh, that's aggressive. Damn.
Yeah. Police are called. One part of the couple transported to the hospital.
Really?
Both are expected to be okay. But Cannell was arrested.
Yeah.
Charged with 2 counts of aggravated battery with great bodily harm.
What is wrong with people?
Crazy.
Honestly, they're lucky, given that it's Florida and it wasn't a gun.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Who knew bug spray could do that much damage?
I know.
If you get like, it in the face.
It's chemical. It's right. like yeah. it kills bees and wasps.
And yeah. roaches.
Yeah.
It must have been the only thing he had right. in the vehicle, I guess. Like, of course, a 65-year-old dude has bug spray in his right. vehicle just in case.
Yeah. My favorite thing about old people is how much of a rush they're in to go nowhere.
Right. And they feel like just because they're older, they can just do what they want.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's 85, I give him a pass. But 65's
not that old. Yeah, no. Take it from me.
Yeah, you're still kind of, you know, you're still there.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Like, also, with regard to being an old head, there was a text when we were talking to the state rep saying that old heads like me are resistant to change, and why do we care? It's a good question. Like, I mean, I just don't. I don't know that we need to undergo this giant effort on our flag and our state seal and our motto because I didn't. There was nothing wrong with them.
Like, the onus is not on you to explain why you don't care. The onus is on those that demand the change as to why you should.
Right. And especially with the other ones, like birds and whales and just the sun, like, and then I don't even know what kind of other bird that is, like a robin.
Yeah.
Like, how does that relate to Massachusetts? I mean, at least he can explain to me the current flag and how it relates to Massachusetts, you know.
And the current motto. Like, Massachusetts led the country when mm-hmm. it came to liberty and to freedom. And so there's, right. you can, it's okay to take pride in that.
Mm-hmm.
How does like whales and seagulls relate? Because we got
well,
beaches.
We do have a lot of whales and seagulls. Yeah,
I feel like there's a lot of whales and seagulls anywhere that has a
and
beach.
And in the ocean.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean,
you know, people are. Mm-hmm. I'm with Curtis. Explain to me why you want to change versus me having to say, what the hell's the big deal?
I mean, this is Ben from Lynn. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
I hear them saying that it's just an Indian on the flag. It's not. It's Chief Massasoit, who the state's named after. Like, it's literally the man who was there first. It was his tribe that was in Massachusetts. So why are we going to change it when we're honoring this American Indian chief?
Correct.
Wow. See, I didn't even know
it's
that.
It's done to honor the guy. They were here first. It's done in as an homage.
Right. And if we're named after the guy.
That's right.
That just makes sense for him right. to be on it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that one bit.
I mean, what are we going to, if let's say we go with the whale design, are we going to change the name of the state to Whale-achusetts?
I mean, that don't sound pretty good.
What about Clam-achusetts?
Yeah. No, I don't like that one.
Fitzy is throwing his remote right now.
I don't think I like that one.
It doesn't even sound cool because now I'm like, you're a whale hole. Can't even be a mass hole no more.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Actually, that would be called a blowhole.
Blowhole.
All right.
Leave it alone.
Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Coming up at 9, Craig Breslow, Red Sox front office report. Right now, Courtney, with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox dropped their last one against the Guardians. 8-1 was the final, with Brennan Bernardino getting the start. One of five pitchers the Sox used. He exited the game after recording two outs in the first inning. He gave up a run on one hit and walked one. When it comes to Roman Anthony, he has a strained left oblique. He's expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. And Jordan Hicks was one of the other five pitchers sent out. Here's Cora on his outing from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
The breaking ball to Arias, you know, and I was just talking to Tech, and he liked the sinker, velocity was okay, and that happened, you know, and it's the back and forth, right? You got to trust a guy. We got to figure him out. We need him. That's the bottom line, because we got Whitlock as a setup man. We need righties in the bullpen to do their job, you know, and, you know, we trust the ability, but, you know, we have to execute.
They need Hope Hicks?
Yeah, can we trade him to New Hampshire, like, for their flag or something?
Right.
Like,
right.
Enough of the experiment.
Yeah. Weren't you trying to rip him off the mound in your dream? Like,
yeah, it was. My nightmare. Right. He was pitching in a playoff game. I was yanking him by his hair off the mound. Like, enough. Yep. What do you think of that dude that threw at his own catcher?
Oh, I love
it. That was crazy.
The Astros?
Yeah.
So good.
That was so funny. Oh, did you see the Dodgers guy, the Dodgers pitcher? who gave up a hit to a play, and it was his first major league hit, and they threw him a baseball so he could throw the ball, and he switched it in his glove, and he threw the new one back.
Yes.
Classic. He's like, nah, you're not getting the one.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, today. The guys off tonight before heading to Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks for a 3-game series starting tomorrow. Wednesday's injury report came out as the Pats get ready for week one against the Raiders on Sunday. Kickoff for that is at 1 p.m. Three players appear on the report: Efton Chisholm, Charles Woods, and Christian Gonzalez. The guys will practice today at 1:30. And the NFL season officially gets underway tonight as the Cowboys are in Philly to take on the Eagles, 8:20 kickoff. And back to work, school, it's all happening. Real life. Routine, though, shouldn't be a bad word. How about winning rhythm? Losing weight every week with Awaken 180 and looking forward to each day in every weigh-in. Fast results, awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. It's now time for the break where you call in and leave us a little hill note. Use the Odyssey app, click the little microphone, and leave us a hill note. We'll play those at 9.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
920.
Nick Sirianni on opening night in the NFL, and he didn't even know. Wiggy had no idea that it's banner night.
I like
that approach.
Yep.
I like that. Very difficult to repeat.
Uh-huh.
The NFL, I believe only 9 teams have done it. One of them, your New England Patriots, so...
I mean, does he not watch football? Don't they generally do banner night for the team that won the Super Bowl the following season?
Normally they do, yes.
Maybe he's focused. They're a team that I think people will probably have them right back in the Super Bowl. Sham, you have Jalen Hurts as your MVP, right?
That's correct. I also have the Eagles in the Super Bowl just losing this
right.
time.
So
to the Buffalo Bills.
That is correct.
That would actually be a great Super Bowl. fan-wise, I think. Like, those are two just insane fan bases. For the NFL, that would be an unbelievable Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I would hate it, because a lot... but it would be a good
one. Yeah. I would like Eagles... Baltimore, too, would be a good one, because who had Baltimore?
I hate Baltimore. Like, Baltimore is probably my least favorite team.
Well, you know,
I think that their fans are just the douchiest.
Oh, really? But you like Eagles fans?
I didn't say I liked Eagles fans. Yeah. I would choose Eagles fans over Baltimore fans.
What did they do to you?
Right. I don't know. I've got some cousins that live there.
Oh, you have some? Oh, it's a family thing.
Yeah. I'm with Courtney, too. The only time I ever took the train from South Station was the AFC title game the Patriots lost at home in 2012 to the Ravens. And I saw Ravens fans punching people. I got splattered with blood. Ugh. They were insane. And Michael Phelps is the king douche of their fans. He's never watched a football game in his life, and he shows up right when they win the AFC Championship at Gillette. But other than that, they're lovely.
I think I would take Baltimore fans over Eagles fans. Because Eagles fans are like, ugh.
I feel like Eagles fans are like, you think they're the worst, and so you have a little bit less of a jaded view against them.
I can't stand Gilly the Kid. Because he's a number one douche Eagles fan. And, like, that's how they all are. And it's just, you know. But I get it. They're winning. So I guess you can, you know, boast and brag all you want. Yeah, you're right about that. It was. So I guess maybe I just, my hatred is towards the fans because I'm jealous of their success.
But does anybody change the way they view Sirianni? I don't. Like, it's so rare for a team to win a championship and the coach not to get elevated. But, like, I don't feel like Nick Sirianni is viewed as a great coach in the NFL.
No, he's definitely not.
Yeah.
I think he's just, he benefits from having a tremendous roster, arguably the best GM in football, the best running back. Like, that roster is insane.
Who do you have as your top five head coaches currently coaching right now?
Sean McVay is, I would say, almost a lock at number one.
But why? Is that because of his play calling ability?
Everything. Like, he constantly wins. He finds a way to win with scrubs on defense. He finds a way to win with Matt Stafford, Jared Goff.
When they had Aaron Donald for 10 years, I mean, what are you talking about?
There's more guys on defense.
Brian Young.
Guy.
They have Jared Verse.
Yeah, now they do.
When they won a Super Bowl, they were loaded on defense.
No, they weren't.
Okay, you got the best defensive lineman and arguably at that time one of the top corners, and you don't have a good defense?
Jalen Ramsey was not that good with the Rams.
Shine.
Wiggy.
Like, listen, this is like your Metallica take.
Okay.
He
What coach do you have better than Sean McVay?
Greg asked the question on
top five.
Yeah, if you don't think Nick Sirianni's a good coach.
I'm not trying to say who do you think is better?
John Harbaugh, Andy Reid, Sean
McVay.
Andy Reid,
definitely.
Kyle Shanahan.
Okay, Andy Reid. What has Harbaugh won?
John Harbaugh won a Super Bowl.
He literally won with Joe Flacco.
All right, so it's been a while. All right, so Nick Sirianni won one.
Right. Who would you hire if you could choose between those two?
I mean, I'd probably hire Harbaugh.
So what are we arguing about?
I don't understand why you're arguing about that.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think there are good coaches. Well, I think I think coaches are made up of their team and their personnel.
I would say not since Brian Billick has a coach won a Super Bowl and not changed the way he is viewed nationally, like Sirianni. Because everybody saw that team. It was all defense. It was all Ray Lewis. It was this unbelievable collection of defensive superstars. Whereas you look at a guy like Pete Carroll when he wins. You look at Tony Dungy
when he wins. But every coach that wins has superstars. So like
that's why I'm saying it's rare for a guy like Sirianni to win and not change how he is perceived as a coach nationally. It's unique. Yeah, just like Brian Billick, when McVay won, it was huge. As I went, you know, you go through the list of the coaches that finally win. Cowher finally wins. Tomlin has a Super Bowl. They're all elevated, whereas Sirianni still looks like a punchline.
Yeah, and I think that's more personality,
Sean Payton on your list, Sean?
Definitely better coach.
Absolutely a better coach than Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, I think it's more Nick Sirianni's personality and some of the things that he said. And I'm not saying he's a great coach, but I just think that all coaches nowadays have to have superstars around their roster, right? You whether you want to talk about Andy Reid has the best quarterback in the NFL right now, Patrick Mahomes. How does Andy Reid look if he's coaching the Cleveland Browns, right?
He made the playoffs with Alex Smith.
Coming from San Francisco was a good quarterback. Well, I'm not saying
Andy Reid's never been bad with no, whether it's McNabb or Alex
Smith. McNabb was at during his time when McNabb was at the peak of his performance, McNabb was considered a top five quarterback in the NFL. Right.
Also, Bill beat Andy Reid in a Super Bowl.
Right.
Check.
All I'm saying is that listen,
Bill never beat Andy Reid in the Super Bowl. Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, he did.
Oh, right.
The third one, that's right.
All I'm saying is that
in Jacksonville.
He also lost to Doug Peterson. So, I mean.
That's true.
That you could say, like.
And Sonny Dykes.
You could say what you want about Sirianni. And, like, yeah, he's a goofball and says some crazy things. But I think that a lot of these coaches, you have to have studs around you. And that's where they're able to accomplish. Show me a guy who can do it without the best roster.
Yeah, Wiggy, I don't think we're disagreeing that having a tremendous roster is vastly more important than the coach. But there are there's still a way to judge coaches,
right. and
some coaches are much better than others.
And I think some of these coaches continue to get a pass for what they did a long time. Like Harbaugh, he gets a pass for what he did when he won a Super Bowl. What year was that, 2000 and
It was when the power 14? Went out.
12.
Yeah, whatever it was. Like, you know, so I think.
So you're saying that would be like having Pete Carroll in your top five currently.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know, here's a guy that won a Super Bowl a long time ago.
But, like, I think Kevin O'Connell's a better coach than Nick Sirianni. Kevin O'Connell hasn't won a Super Bowl yet, but I still think he's a better coach.
I agree with you. I like him in Minnesota.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
I like him in Minnesota.
Especially if J.J. McCarthy's awesome. Right. Like, I don't think Kevin O'Connell can do anything else to prove to everybody he's a great coach.
Like, that to me is showing that you're a good coach and he's just. And imagine if he had a guy like that at one of those quarterbacks that could do it. So I give Shanahan. I think Shanahan's a good coach, you know. But he still has a lot of talent on that team, you know. And that's why I think when you look at top five, I don't. It would be hard to say. I would probably put. Maybe I would say Sean Payton's up there.
I mean, I think Andy Reid has to be at the top of the list. I don't. You don't have him there? You have McVay over him?
I think right now Andy Reid is not. The offense for Kansas City, to be completely candid, has not been good for 2 years now. The only reason the offense is any good is because it's Patrick Mahomes. Like, if that was any other quarterback, those Chiefs teams wouldn't be playoff teams. They wouldn't be. Patrick Mahomes is that good. So, like, right now, I think Andy Reid has definitely fallen off. Like, I think he's still in the top five, but he's definitely fallen off from where he was, you know, 3-4 years ago.
I know you have the Bills winning it, but do you have the Chiefs getting to the AFC Championship game?
No.
You do not?
Nope. I have them losing in the divisional round.
Okay.
So, I kind of...
That's going to be a blow to the dynasty, to the great dynasty of the Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean, the first time Patrick Mahomes doesn't make it to an AFC Championship game will be the first time. So, I mean, you know.
I think
they'll be all right.
I have to say, if the Chiefs don't make the Super Bowl and Taylor Swift performs, that will be so awesome. Watching Trav, like, gyrating on stage.
Both of them will be there. Both brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll be in a box, you know.
Yeah.
Supporting.
Halfway through, they're going to figure out that they were actually drinking non-alcoholic beers.
Oh, that was a cute story.
What a great story. I was dying.
That was a great story.
Well, that was nice.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, it was fine.
If anybody else said that, you would turn the channel.
I mean, it didn't get me to click on the link, but, you know, it was a fine story.
What story is that?
Jason and Travis at the Cincinnati game, they were drinking non-alcoholic beers, and they didn't realize.
They didn't know it until Taylor told them.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever done that, though? Gotten a non-alcoholic beer?
Have I ever ordered? Look at me.
No, by accident. No, by accident.
Like, somebody
hands it to you.
I don't drink beer.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I probably would know the difference if, like, somebody handed me one.
I don't need the calories.
No, It's so much work to get the buzz. God.
Yeah.
Give me a shot.
I don't know. Beer's yummy.
Right.
I like it.
Exactly. I guess you'd have to like beer to drink non-alcoholic. You have to really like the taste of it.
Yeah.
And say, all right.
Rather
but
just have a
if
soda.
Somebody handed one to me, I wouldn't know the difference.
One of the few good things about being a social, and as social as I am, stopping drinking is stopping faking like I liked beer. Gross.
Well, you could be an IPA bragger like Shime.
Yeah. Ooh, that's hoppy.
I'm not a bragger. I just enjoy a good IPA every once in a while. Lately, though, I'm really into, like, the Kolsch's. You're really kind of European crisp beers. They're delightful.
Why did we do this?
Dallas.
See, he's
Let's
somebody.
Get back to Slowick.
Shime is somebody that would drink a non-alcoholic
beer.
Yeah,
if he was doing like dry.
I absolutely would not.
No, but if you were doing dry January and you just were itching for a beer. Like,
you like the taste.
First
of
all,
it.
I would never do dry January.
Right.
Quitters.
But I feel like you like the taste of beer, so yeah. You would be somebody that would be like, oh, okay.
No, because if I'm not going to drink beer to like actually enjoy the full extent of beer, then I would rather just have a soda. I'd rather have a nice crisp
when
Coke.
We did dry January, Santo would drink like an Athletic every so often, and I tried them. They're not bad.
No, I'm good.
What's an Athletic? Is that a non-alcoholic beer?
Yeah, it's a non-alcoholic.
It tastes just like regular beer.
It does. It really does.
No, it doesn't.
Have you ever tried one?
It's like a mocktail.
No,
it doesn't taste anything like an alcoholic beverage. I couldn't tell the difference.
But these people are convincing themselves. They're like,
I
had a great mocktail for $17.95 the other day.
I think
it tastes just like an old fashioned.
It was mojito adjacent.
Mojito forward.
Oh, Santo's a big beer guy too?
Santo will like a beer every so often, but all like right. he wouldn't get a mocktail, he would get an Athletic beer.
All right.
Probably gonna have to have a cold one when he's driving the lawnmower in the leafy suburb.
Sure will.
Right?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Who's gonna be mowing the lawn?
He will.
He will.
Yeah.
Are the chores gonna be divided? I mean, there's a lot to do with a new home.
Yeah. They'll be
it's
divided.
It's not like living in Southie in an apartment. Like
yeah. I will be in charge of the vacuuming, the dishes.
I see.
Okay.
Making the bed, the
so you
washing the
you
sheets.
Guys delineate on trad wife, trad husband lines.
Not really. Of. It's just like I enjoy washing dishes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy like washing the sheets.
What
and
about the lawn? Oh, so you
laundry.
Like laundry.
I enjoy doing that.
I see.
And I enjoy vacuuming. I don't enjoy taking out the trash.
Right.
That's a guy job.
Yep. Oh, so he's going to have to do that.
Yeah. I wouldn't enjoy mowing the lawn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You probably wouldn't mind, especially if you get like a zero turn lawnmower.
Right.
You're just sitting there riding.
Riding.
Scary like, Hampshire, good point. Shoveling, not for me.
Oh, you're not going to do the shoveling.
Shoveling, that's the interesting part because when the snow comes at like 2 in the morning, he has to clear it out. So that means he's going to have to be up at 2 a.m. to clear it out.
Yeah, he's a morning person. He'll be
fine. Oh, he's up at 2 a.m.?
No, but
all right.
He will for that.
All right.
What about like cleaning the garage and stuff like that?
Probably him. Like a garage, probably I won't have much in that.
I see. Yeah.
Do you have a family snowblower or are you going to get a plow guy?
That's a great question. I don't know. I also asked about landscaping. Like, will we have somebody that comes and cuts the grass? Like my parents growing up, my dad never mowed the lawn.
How big is your grassy area?
He did one time, but he did it Winnie the Pooh and the neighbors were they were complaining about it.
No.
How big is your grass area? Do you
need
a landscape?
Poor John Deere.
We have a good grassy area.
Okay, so you probably need a landscaper. Bougie. Weed whacking.
I didn't even think about that, yeah.
Yeah.
You going to have a flower garden?
We've talked already
or
about...
Or a vegetable garden.
Well, we would like to do both.
Oh, wow.
Does Billerica, I'm sorry, does the town you're moving to have like a Groupon for that stuff?
That's a good question. Santo has a cousin who has a great nursery, so we will be going there to get like bushes and plants.
Stuff
has
like
Santo
that.
Overcome how you shamed him about the flower purchase?
Oh, you know what's so funny, Curtis? He said yesterday, I'll finally be able to give you mums and you won't complain about them.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Full circle.
Whipped!
Yep.
It's expensive to do all that stuff.
Happy wife, happy life.
Amen. It's expensive. You start hiring people out to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's no trips for years for you two.
Just one.
Oh, that's right. No vacation.
Yeah.
By the way, Jones tweeted at us. They did this whole coaching thing yesterday, the Tier Tuesdays, or it was Wednesday yesterday, so they delayed it today because of Labor Day. But the best around coaches, they have Harbaugh, Reed, McVay, and Kevin O'Connell.
Harbaugh?
John.
Is that the Chargers one?
No.
I think the Chargers one is better than the Baltimore
Jim?
One.
You prefer Jim to
Yeah,
John.
I think Jim is better than – because look at Jim –
Why would you say that?
Because look what he's been able to do with the Chargers and turn around that team in basically his one season that he's been there, whereas John has been in Baltimore forever and has had one of the best quarterbacks in the league, a very good defense, and hasn't been able to even get to a Super Bowl since whatever the hell year that was, the Ray Lewis year and Joe Flacco. So that's why I would say Jim, to me, is better. Because what would John Harbaugh do with a team that didn't have all that talent? Did Boomer Esiason say they have the best talent in the league?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do you have the best talent
Well, if Lamar Jackson didn't get hurt a couple times, they probably go to the Super Bowl when you have Huntley playing the playoff game. Like,
but that was one time, though. I think Lamar was healthy a couple of times in the, heading into
the
postseason.
The other time Lamar got hurt, they didn't even make the playoffs.
Okay, right.
So he's been healthy.
They've had 12 wins, 13 wins, 10 wins, 11 wins, 14 wins, 10 wins.
They've been the number seed like two or three times, I think.
Where do you have Dan Campbell ranked?
So I think this year will be a really telling year because I want to put Dan Campbell pretty high on the list, but I also don't know how much of it was actually Ben Johnson. So I think this year will be a really big determining year for Dan Campbell. If the Lions have basically no fall off and might even be better because they are just healthier this year, they had so many injuries, especially on defense last year, I think Campbell climbs the ranks pretty quick because it proves that he was, in fact, the reason and it wasn't just Ben Johnson and his offense.
And look what Jim did with the San Francisco 49ers with Kaepernick at quarterback, got them to a Super Bowl. You know, and unfortunately, for whatever reason, his time was cut short there and he went to college.
You talk about so long ago, though. That was the Super Bowl he lost to his brother.
No, I understand that. I understand that point of it. But what I'm saying is that Jim has shown that he can do more with less.
Yeah, I think in the regular season, John Harbaugh is just a better coach. But come playoff time, you're probably right. John Harbaugh makes some a handful of very head-scratching decisions in the playoffs.
Okay. Well, tonight's game, I think it's streaming on the Popular Mechanics digital platform only. Is that it, Shime?
Yeah, that sounds
okay,
right.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. I can't wait. We are going to talk with the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, coming up in 15 minutes at night.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, for Steph Diggs, sorry does not seem to be the hardest word. There is, by the way, a texter who is listening to the show late on the Odyssey app. and is all worked up over the way Courtney was treated during her Steph Diggs lead, which we could get to in a moment. But Chime, if we could we open up the window world of Boston WEEI weather window for our weather smoke, Chris Curtis? Curtis, what does it look like today? What do we got coming?
Sun. Sunshine. Excellent. Right. Excellent. Now it's 66 degrees, sunny skies. We're going up to 80. Looks perfect. This week has been gorgeous. James and I were walking to the seaport yesterday, went to the ice cream museum.
Again?
Lovely day.
Oh, he loves that place.
Oh, man.
Man after my own heart.
Picking up chicks left and right. It was a wild time. But great day yesterday. Going to be beautiful again today with 80 degrees this afternoon.
What do they get you for a visit to the ice cream museum?
Actually, right now, not bad. It was $56 for the two of us yesterday. And wow. He had Oreo, strawberry shortcake, creamsicle, lobster, and then a Chipwich.
Wait, lobster ice cream?
Yep.
They have is it flavored like lobster?
I am not a fan, but he loved it.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. They know him by name in there.
Does the ticket come with free ice cream the entire time, Curtis?
Yeah, so you could keep doing loops in and out. You know, if you liked a certain kind, you can walk back, and then you end in the sprinkle pit, which was where I was. It was a blast.
What about mixing it up a little? Does he not like the Museum of Science or the Children's Museum?
Well, Children's Museum, heading there today.
Okay.
Mm. It's more expensive than the Sox game, so I'm taking a bit of a hit.
Yeah, you are.
But going to be there. And then the Science Museum's kind of tough to get to. It's kind of a pain. But
take him to the Tea Party Museum. Let him see if they throw the tea in the ocean.
Yep, I will. He is certainly in the tea party.
Have you ever gone by the boat when they're doing it?
Yes.
It's something to see.
The tourists seem to love it.
But the incels in the Twitch chat don't like talk about kids, so let's move on.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah.
Well, they probably don't have children, I guess. If they're in that group.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. You know, I enjoy when we talk about your children.
Thank you.
Child.
Yeah, you never know. Might be more out there.
I seem to enjoy it.
Thank you.
Anyway, 781 texter, why are you guys, I'm listening late on the app, why are you guys all over Courtney? She is spot on when it comes to Steph Diggs. I don't know that we were all over her.
I just couldn't get a full thought through. But
yeah, I wasn't.
It's just more so, we all hear things differently. A lot of the times on this program, I hear things much different than you guys do, especially when we're talking with Vrabel or any of the players. And whether I'm right or wrong, that's neither here nor there. It's just... it's okay if we hear things differently and have a differing opinion of what somebody's saying.
People look at the history of Steph Diggs
and
go, he's a guy who has had trouble being on one team for a long period of time because he becomes disgruntled.
Mm-hmm.
So they're assuming that was what was going on here, and they don't take him at his word when he offers an apology and says he wants to be different, I guess.
Right. And I was confused was the pain in the arse, I thought, was because he was late to a meeting or like there
it was
on field stuff. I didn't think that he was a pain when it came to dealing with the media.
I think that it was Phil Perry hearing things, whether it was the report that he was late to the joint scrimmage or hearing the way Mike Vrabel talks about Steph Diggs or what Steph Diggs said to Diana Rossini or what other players may have said. It was more of the way taking a little bit of what everybody has said and making an assumption about
becoming
Steph Diggs.
Becoming a bit of a pain in the posterior.
I mean, but this is what you get. Comes with the territory. When you get a guy who is is he still a legit number one? He's their number one. He's a one. Like, he's going to be a diva, right? I mean, that's...
Right, but I guess it's like, what is he... See, that's why I would say Phil Perry's in the wrong. Like, if you're going to say he's a bit of an ass, like, why then? What are you hearing that they're saying? Like, he's showing up late to meetings. You can't just say, well, he's a bit of an ass because at the beginning of training camp, he was doing well, and then at the end of training camp, he's not doing well.
If you play the cut through there that Phil Perry had, he talks about downing the wide receiver coach, citing things to Tommy Curran.
Such as what?
I don't know exactly. We talked about it. Showing up late. There's one. Pain in the ass when you show up late.
Yeah, that's why I think that's
and
why
so
I said football related.
So my thing is, with this whole conversation, why didn't Steph Diggs just go up to Phil Perry in Minnesota and say, hey, what did you mean by that? Instead of waiting for this big show right before week one.
Well, I think Phil Perry did go up to Steph Diggs. Do we have that, Chime?
No, but I heard Phil Perry say that he talked to Steph Diggs about a week ago. and apologized. That's when he apologized. He didn't apologize yesterday after Steph Diggs
had
a press conference.
If he apologized, he thinks that he's in the wrong.
Correct. Right. Exactly.
Came through his reporting.
Yep. Right.
So that's my point. If you're gonna say things, say what you're calling him and ask for, and then we all know. Don't just say something in this like, oh, I'm hearing this, this, and this, but you're not telling us like what you're hearing.
978 text on the Subaru of New England text line. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. This is a typical example of how the New England media treats athletes.
Okay.
Nothing but troublemakers and always have been, according to that text.
All right.
Oh, yeah, because Steph Diggs was a pristine citizen of NFL teams when he arrived. This is all the Patriots media creating it. Karen Greek. This was just a show. It's great. I mean, God bless him. It's a smart thing to do. But you've had every opportunity to talk to the people you said were misconstruing your words, and you elected not to.
Does it last all season? The new Steph Diggs?
I think it does.
No. It does?
Yep. Because if he has a bad...
Depending on how many touches he gets?
If he has a bad game, people are going to be like, oh, he's washed. He's, you know, he's cooked. He's not very good.
All right.
You know?
Well, up next, Craig Breslow on the Roman Anthony injury and other things. The Red Sox front office report is next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.